1941, the war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman, he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees.
They find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks, are running, boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
The Hood found the Bismarck, and on that fatal day, the Bismarck started firing 15 miles away. We gotta sink the Bismarck, was the battle sound. But when the smoke had cleared away, the mighty Hood went down. For 6 long days and weary nights, they tried to find her trail. Churchill told the people, put every ship a sail. Cause somewhere on that ocean, I know she's gotta be. We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea.
They find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks, are running, boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
The fog was gone the seventh day, and they saw the morning sun. 10 hours away from homeland, the Bismarck made its run. The admiral of the British fleet said, turn those bows around. We found that German battleship, and we're gonna cut her down. The British guns were aimed, and the shells were coming fast. The first shell hit the Bismarck, they knew she couldn't last. That mighty German battleship is just a memory. Sink the Bismarck was the battle cry that shook the seven seas.
They got her. Broadcast. Mischke here. Black Sheep Network. Jay.
Mischke.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard of Wursteiner beer?
Wursteiner beer. That sounds Irish. Where did you have that?
A friend of mine picked it up at Costco. It's supposed to be Germany's number one beer.
Yeah, sure it is. Any beer you can buy at Costco, any beer, I guarantee you is not Germany's number one beer. And anyone who gets their beer at Costco should join Robert Bly at the fingernail convention. I'm quite serious.
Wunderbar!
Easy. That excites some of the Germans here when I talk about fingernails being yanked.
But you've never heard of it then?
No, when I was in Germany, my relatives gave me a beer called Bitburger. They claimed that was the best beer in Germany, and I knew that was BS. They just claimed it was because it was their favorite. Just like the Moselle wine they gave me, they said was the best wine in Germany, and I knew that wasn't true. They're liars, my relatives are over there, liars.
Okay.
They told me Hitler had good ideas in the beginning. All right, thanks for calling.
Wunderbar!
Stop it. Actually, in defense of my relatives, they were fighting on the Russian front, okay? They were shooting commies. In fact, my dear relative Nikolaus had a mangled arm because he was shot 20 miles outside of Moscow, and they wouldn't treat him. The Russians would not treat his wound, and his arm was useless the rest of his life. I don't know why he still had Nazi coins, though. I do wonder what that was about. I realize the kind of need he had them in a drawer, but I would have gotten rid of the Nazi coins. They put swastikas on all their coins, and you just don't want to be caught with those around the house. Good people, though. Good people. where are we at on the time? Oh, I can't get into anything with a minute left before the top of the hour. I wanted to talk about Iowa. They're having the big Miss Nude World pageant. I don't know why Iowa's having it, but Des Moines is sponsoring this whole thing. People coming from all over the world to Des Moines, Iowa for the Miss Nude World pageant. I have to save that for the next hour, along with Spike Lee's visit to North Dakota. Hello? Come in. Over. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Would you like to date Mark?
No, thanks.
All right. What's on your mind?
I was wondering if you could give me the name of a mom-and-pop flower place in St. Paul.
Sure.
Okay.
A. Johnson Florists on Grand Avenue. Just a few blocks east of Fairview on Grand.
Oh, that's okay. I won't be going up. I'll have to call them, but I just wanted to...
Yeah.
I don't want to use Bachman's and those type of places.
Well, the Johnsons will take care of you.
A.J. Johnson. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Little ad for Bachman's there. Do they advertise Kodiak? Hope not.
I think they do on Home and Garden.
Oh, okay. KSTP, good old St. Paul. Big time Minneapolis. Back after top of the hour news.
From ABC News, I'm Paul James.